Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
I was driving her to the airport to fly back to Chicago when we passed this little brick house that had a for sale sign on it. And she said, boy, that's a pretty house. Oh, so I took a big chance.
Oh, yeah.
I bought the house. When she came back, I picked her up and I said, you remember that house you liked? She said, yeah. I said, while you were gone, I bought it. You have to marry me now.
What a love story. This is so beautiful.
The third time was the charm. I married my best friend.
Isn't that wonderful? You know, it's beautiful to see such a loving couple, Bill and Hillary Clinton, after all these years. You know, not that many marriages last this long. This is a marriage based on love and only love. And that's why they sang What We Need Is Love last night at the Democrat National Convention. Now, the entire convention was a hate fest, as you well know. The DNC standing for adults, nuts, and commies. Just a hate fest from beginning to end. Then there was a flag burning outside. But I'm glad to see that Bill is still in love with his wife. You can imagine what it would be like if he didn't love her. Oh, my God, with all that trail of dead bodies out there. No, he didn't do it. I'm saying it's coincidental that while he was president, there were so many dead bodies piling up. Body bags, body bags, body bags. Of course, we don't want to talk about that because now we have body bags building up around the world because of the weakness of the Democrat machine under Obama. For example, in Germany, they finally did the right thing. Did you hear what happened in Germany? Did you make it to your local newspaper while the Love Fest was going on there at the Philadelphia Armory? German police, armed police, smashed their way into a mosque and raided homes of the Muslim group accused of radicalizing other Muslims and grooming them for jihad. Armed German police launched a raid on a mosque. Oh, my God. Merkel permitted a mosque to be broken into? That's not right. Where is the Human Rights Commission now that we don't need them? Of course, we need to break into a few mosques in other places. I don't mean you and I. We have a government that's supposed to do it. That would be the job of Department of Homeland Stupidity. They should be monitoring mosques and breaking into the radical ones. Instead, they're breaking into the homes of returning war veterans. Apartments belonging to 8 board members of the radical German-speaking Islamic group DIK were searched by German police officers in Lower Saxony. Comes as part of a crackdown on the group, which is thought to have been encouraging people to travel to Syria and Iraq to join the hate group ISIS. The group ran sermons, seminars, and lectures entitled The Hatred of Infidels. Well, the raid on Wednesday night is a very good sign. It involved up to 400 volunteer police who had had enough. The German males who want to protect their women and children, as well as a special police task force. So they've gone after them by crashing in the doors of a mosque and broken into the doors of homes. That's because they finally had enough. Now, in France, what happened in France? You forgot that story? Didn't make it to you during the Festival of Hate in Philadelphia? When two Muslim men went into a church in Normandy and cut the throat of an 84-year-old priest who had survived Hitler. They butchered the 85-year-old priest, Jacques Hamel, after forcing the Catholic priest to kneel at the altar inside a church in the Normandy town of Saint-Étienne-du-Rouvray. They also forced another man to record the execution before stabbing the hostage. The jihadists, both of Algerian origin, were shown pledging allegiance to ISIS leader, whatever his name is, in a video made before they stormed the church and held several hostages, including nuns they used as human shields. The stupid Pope had nothing to say about it. And so far as I know, Mr. Bill Donovan of the Catholic League has been silent. Where is Bill Donovan of the Catholic League? Doesn't he represent the Catholics here in America? How come he hasn't said anything about the butchering of the priest? I guess you can figure that one out. Yeah, those are the topics that caught my attention. There are others. Bill Clinton's loving wife, of course, is on stage, and she's collapsing in the polls. The problem is there's no guarantee that Trump is going to win. Now, he's up in the polls. You want to talk about that? He's up 7.3% over Hillary, according to the latest poll. Which poll is this, though? Who's winning? Daily track of Clinton and Trump support. I don't know who did this one. USC, Dorn site, LA Times, president election. Well, if it's the LA Times, it's probably 17 points rather than 7. It could be she's collapsing, but it's too soon to tell. It's much too soon. The average dolt out there who's busy burning flags, they don't even pay attention to the election until after Labor Day. And I don't know if the polls mean very much right now. They've been wrong so many times before. Here's my gut feeling. It's so close, and things are not that bad for the average American. I know this is blasphemy. I'm supposed to sit here like the other wealthy talk show hosts who are rolling in money and say that we're all suffering. What a bunch of garbage. You think I'm going to join that festival of lies and be like Bill Clinton, pretending that I'm humble and poor? I'm not humble and poor. I was poor, but I'm not. I worked my whole life, and I'm not a poor man. But for me to pretend I'm poor makes me sound like Bill Clinton, so I'm not going to join the parade of saying the economy's horrible while flying around in a Gulfstream, okay, and living in 18 mansions. Please, let's stop the garbage. For the average American, the economy's doing well. I know there are, you know, pockets of poverty. We know that. And basically, most elections are about the economy, stupid. And they think the economy is doing well, and it is. And that's because when Obama took office, he inherited $10.6 trillion in national debt. The national debt is now doubled to $19.5 trillion. The average schmuck out there doesn't care that he prints money. The average putz out there doesn't care that this loser Islamist sympathizer in the White House has destroyed our national pride, weakened our military, decimated our schools, destroyed our moral fiber. They don't care about any of that. They don't care about social issues. I hope you understand that. You may, because you're the social warriors, but they're not. The average, and remember, 90-some-odd million don't work. They're sitting on their fat behinds collecting a government check, eating government cheese. They're happy with Obama. The last thing they want is Donald Trump to come along and take away any of that free cheese and those free things. I had a friend who just came back from Las Vegas. And he told me in Las Vegas, he overheard or was talking to 20-somethings who work in the hotels, in the bars, and they're all for Hillary. And there's only one reason they're all for Hillary, free stuff. They say, you know what, if we get Hillary, we're going to get more free things. That's all they know. So, you know, social warrior issues are very important to us, but it's not what motivates most Americans. So it's touch and go right now. And with the round-the-clock propagandists at the L.A. Times, San Francisco Chronicle, New York Times, Chicago Sun, Tribune, you name it, all the newspapers are run by radical leftists who are not journalists, they're propagandists. They would have worked for Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler just as well. It does not matter who it is. As long as they are on the left side of things, then they're fine with them. And so this around-the-clock propaganda against Trump, the fact that the economy is not doing that badly for the average person, gasoline prices are very low, in case you haven't checked. They're not $10 a gallon. Gas is cheap. I mean, let's be real. Am I wrong, Jim and Robert? The average person says, all right, look, the social order here is very disturbing. There's been one terrorist attack after another. But fundamentally, I'm not suffering that much. I can still go about my business. And I'm afraid to start with Donald Trump. I don't know what he's liable to do. That's what they're thinking. And I would be remiss not to tell you what I see. That's my job. So I've just told you what I'm thinking. Now, I would be remiss to not have some fun today on the Savage Nation. And that would be the burning flag burnt one of the DNC protesters. We had to bleep out the F words and all. But listen carefully as one of the geniuses from the Black Lives Matter movement sets his pants on fire while trying to burn an American flag in clip one.
Burn your leg off! What are you doing? What are you doing?
burn that effing white capitalist S the F down. And that's the core support for Hillary and Obama. Burn that white capitalist S down. The flag, in other words. They wanted to burn the flag down. Now, I would think that since the arena was filled with vermin lawyers from the left at the DNC, and I can't imagine what the stench would be like in there. They're going to have to, like, use Clorox in there after they leave. But since it's filled with lawyers, tort lawyers, I would think that they could sue a number of different manufacturers. For example, that they hate capitalism, the ones who set their pants on fire, right? I suppose they expect that if there was socialism, they would get fireproof pants from Hillary so they can keep burning flags with impunity. And they get fireproof boots. They don't wear socks, but fireproof boots, fireproof pants. So there's two lawsuits for the vermin lawyers in Philadelphia right now, which are non-flame-proof pants. That's why the idiot's pants caught fire. It wasn't his fault. The pants were capitalist pants, and they were not fireproof, and that's why they caught fire. That's not to mention the fact that the flag was made by a manufacturer, and it was probably made of some kind of plastic, and it stuck to him like napalm. That's not a fire-retardant flag. And I think that one of the great lawyers from NYU sitting in that auditorium in Philadelphia should sue the flag manufacturer, who's probably one of the supporters of Hillary, manufacturing the flag in China. Well, that's what I think. What do you think? 855-400-7282. And it goes on. I can't wait till it's over. Oh, I can't wait till it's over. I have other topics I'm going to get into that have nothing to do with the campaign. And it's a very important one to show you how corrupt this party of fools are called Democrat Republicans. Amid opioid epidemic, rules for drug companies are loosened. You heard me right. You heard me right. And did you hear what just happened? It was in the LA Times. We're talking about a major drug problem in America of addiction to OxyContin and other opioids. This spring, with no public opposition, criminal lawmakers approved and the corrupt President Obama signed a new law that makes it more difficult for government to take action against the key player in the opioid crisis, the pharmaceutical industry. You see, under the corrupt Obama, the new law allows companies accused of failing to report suspicious orders of dangerous drugs to submit a corrective action plan to persuade the DEA to postpone or abandon proceedings against them. Did you hear this? This also undercuts the DEA in the following way. This is your Obama, the great man. The new law snuck in the middle of the spring, raises the bar for the Drug Enforcement Administration to temporarily suspend the licenses of such organizations who are peddling these drugs. Now, who backed this measure? Who smeared off Obama and the Democrat machine? Well, the measure to lessen the laws and to diminish, take the teeth out of the DEA was backed by drug makers, drug wholesalers, and pharmacy chains, including some targeted by the DEA in recent years for not doing enough to keep drugs from addicts and drug dealers. Are you ready for this? This was so egregious that the top DEA official for regulation of pharmaceutical firms quit the DEA last fall, in part, he said, because of a bitter dispute with members of Congress over his view that the bill was misguided and would worsen the epidemic. So, my friends, if you think that things are going to change under Hillary Clinton, you are mistaken. You're going to have more corruption. You're going to have more illegal aliens. You're going to have spiraling debt. You're going to have more crime and certainly more lies. If you care to comment on this or any other topics, the phone number is 855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
This fighter, this stateswoman, this mother and grandmother, this public servant, this patriot, that's the America she's fighting for.
All right, right on.
And that is why I have confidence, as I leave this stage tonight,
right
that
on.
The Democratic Party is in good hands.
Right on. All power to the people. Right on.
It hasn't
brothers
fixed
and sisters.
Everything. As much as
right
we've
on.
Done, there's still so much I want to do.
Oh yeah, there's so much you want to do. the loving wife, Hillary Clinton. Bill is still in love with her. It's the love story. It's like that movie, Love Story. It's gone on for so long. And, you know, how many other couples can boast that after all those years and all those infidelities, they're still together? It just shows you the bond, how strong it really is. It also shows you what a great woman she is, that she tolerated all of those stained dresses. Well, why shouldn't she tolerate those stained dresses? Look at what she's got out of it. She flunked out of, she flunked the D.C. bar exam, and look how well she did anyway because of him. She was like a loser till she met him. This guy is the godfather. She flunked the D.C. bar exam and only passed the Arkansas bar. She had no job offers in Arkansas, and then was hired by the University of Arkansas Law School only because Bill Clinton, her husband, was already teaching there. No wonder she's in love with him. She's a total loser, and look where she is. This loser is now running for the presidency. She completely screwed up the entire world as Secretary of State, but because he is so powerful and owns the media, she's now running for the presidency, even though she screwed up the whole world. You wouldn't know it from Wolf Blitzer. You know, if there's a special place in hell for lying journalists, there has to be a special place in hell. I've read Dante's Inferno, and in the age of Dante, there were no journalists, but I would rewrite Dante's Inferno. Maybe I'll do that one day as a political joke book, and I'll create a new place in hell for the journalists who could have but didn't do their jobs. And in that place, there would be a picture of Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, George Stephanopoulos, and all of the others who have abrogated their jobs by becoming nothing but paid pimps for Hillary Clinton. It's an embarrassment. So as I say, there's no reason to doubt the fact that they're in love. Look what she got out of the deal. Fact of the matter is, she got a great deal of good things out of it. She served on the board of the Arkansas Children's Hospital. Now, we don't know how much money was grifted out of there, but we know this. Why would she serve on the Arkansas Children's Hospital board when there's no money of it? Why? Her main board activity was to sit on the Walmart board of directors for a very high fee. So all along the way, she has benefited from her marriage to and relationship with Bill Clinton. And that's why the love story keeps going on. Now you know the rest of the story.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
So the hate fest goes on another night, and then it's over, and all the haters go back to their little hobbles to keep ripping off the taxpayer, doing nothing about terrorism, pretending it doesn't exist. Gavin Newsom, Newsom was there, again pushing the gay agenda for reasons I'll never understand. He's married with three beautiful children, lives in a wealthy, rich community in Marin County, California, all white. No people of color, but all he does is talk about gays and people of color. It's astounding. I mean, we know politicians are full of crap. We know that. They're all liars. We know that that's what they do. That's what a politician is, a liar. But it reaches certain points where you have to say, how could they think anyone believes it? Are they just talking for each other? Because nobody out there actually believes a word they're saying. Bill Clinton with his love story about the little house on the prairie that he bought her. That's a believable story to you. I mean, what am I getting anguished for? Expect something different? Then, of course, there's Bloomberg from New York, Mr. Soda. He's a laughing stock to begin with, a Republican. He's as much a Republican as my dog is a Republican. In fact, I think Teddy is more of a Republican by instinct than Bloomberg. So Bloomberg gets up there. He reminds me of Paul Simon. It's a strange thing. Him and Paul Simon must be relatives from the old country. I'm sure if they did heritage.ancestry.com, they find out that they had some grandmother relationship somewhere in Minsk. Because I don't know the difference sometimes between Bloomberg and Paul Simon other than a guitar. The only difference between them is a guitar. So last night, Bloomberg, the ex-mayor or the mayor of New York, who pretended to be a Republican when that was convenient, when people wanted crime diminished in the city, gets up there and attacks his old friend Donald Trump in the most ludicrous speech I've ever heard. Listen to this.
Through his career, Donald Trump has left behind a well-documented record of bankruptcies and thousands of lawsuits and angry stockholders and contractors who feel cheated and disillusioned customers who feel they've been ripped off. Trump says he wants to run the nation like he's running his business? God help us. I'm a New Yorker, and I know a con when I see one.
I guess you shaved this morning. I guess he shaved this morning. It was inspired in that mirror image for the speech. He knows a con when he sees one. He's a guy who was a Democrat, then he was a Republican. Now he's stabbing Donald Trump in the back. Hey, Bloomberg, how many buildings have your name on them in Manhattan? I think there's one. How many buildings have Trump's name on them? Many. How many jobs have you created, Bloomberg? Very few, other than city jobs. So they're all attacking him because they're threatened by him and because he's way up in the polls. And that's the main reason they're attacking him. If he wasn't, hey, look, let's go back 6 months. 6 months ago, it wasn't even clear that Trump would win the nomination. Remember he was attacked by the Cruz bots? Remember the Cruz bots, the Christie bots, the Bush bots? All of the 16 of them. He had to knock all of them out of the box. I remember when Donald Trump was on this show, we were talking about it, and he said, first I have to beat my competitors here in order to get the nomination. Remember that he said to get the nomination? He's doing the same thing here. And he may or may not beat her. I mean, the odds are stacked against him. He is the underdog. She is the establishment. He's the actual anti-establishment. And that's why they're all freaking out, because they're terrified that the gravy train will come to an end should he win. You have no idea what kind of trillions are being stolen out of this economy by these gangsters. You have no idea. Now, the only question is, would a Trump administration do anything differently? That's the real question. And I can't answer that for you. I don't know who they are. I don't know who he's going to pick. And machines have a way of running themselves, by the way. My suspicion is that anything would be better than what we have right now. Virtually anything would be better than what we have. And any person, especially in the form of a man who is as anti-establishment as Trump, will shake things up to the point that they need to be shaken up. I know we'll have better national security. I know the mosques will be monitored. I know the doors will be broken open. I know the jihadists will be arrested before they kill you or blow up your nursery school. I'm pretty sure of all of that. I also know he won't raise taxes on the middle class. And, you know, that's almost good enough for me. With her, taxes will go up on the middle class, not on Bloomberg and Zuckerberg and all the other wonderful patrons of the arts. Zuckerberg won't pay a dime more. Bloomberg won't pay a dime more. Gates won't pay a dime more. Ellison won't pay a dime more. The big, 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 big money will not pay another nickel. It's the middle class that'll get hit under her. Maybe 80% tax rate. That's what's going to happen. There will be more riots in the streets because she will fuel the riots with the demon, George Soros. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Many different topics, many different callers. And I know many of you want to talk about these topics. I'll be frank with you. I took the day off because I had enough. After the priest had his throat cut by the Muslims, I couldn't sleep that night. I was agitated all night long. I could not sleep. I took it very personally because there was no outcry at the Democrat National Convention. No one said anything. It's like business as usual. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. These people are all drug addicted. They're addicted to power. They're addicted to lies. They're addicted to controlling the narrative. They don't even know what happened in France. They don't care what happens to you. And we ourselves are the only ones who care. Now, there were some surprises there. I didn't watch it, of course. I told you that. I really didn't. You'll have to take my word for it. I got the collected sound bites. That's about it. And I did all of the research this morning. I'm going to sit up last night and watch that garbage. I didn't. I went into San Francisco to take care of some business, and I was driving down Van Ness Avenue, and I was shocked to drive past the television station that no one watches, KRON. It's like a loser station. The idiots with the trucks they drive around, the schmucks. I'm in the news business. What news do they report? Nothing. Never show a perpetrator unless he looks like Timothy McVeigh. And there is no news. I drive past the building on Van Ness Avenue, a major thoroughfare, and I see a Hillary banner in the front of the KRON building. So I said, isn't this a violation of some kind of law? I looked carefully. It was a Hillary campaign office on the front of a news building, and there were the clipped-haired, mean-faced women running it, putting up the poster. I couldn't help myself. I'm a grown man. I'm a public figure. But I yelled out. I rolled the window down and yelled out, you should be ashamed of yourself. She should be in jail. You should see the faces of the radical femmes as the head spun around, and three construction workers walking by, working on a new high-rise, laughed real hard. I don't know whether they laughed because they agreed with me, or they laughed because they were surprised that anybody would yell at these people in San Francisco, which is supposed to be, oh, it's all Hillary all the time. I'm wondering. I don't know, but I did. I got it out of my system. So even when I was off the air, I was sort of on the air. What would you like to talk about? There's so many topics. I can see you're calling on them. 855-407-2822. Are things good now? I mean, my main point was, I thought, quite interesting, which is that things are not that bad right now, are they? I mean, we could scream doom and gloom, but everyone in the media that I know of in the top tier is doing very well, and they're all lying to you. They're saying, oh, it's terrible. I'm like you. I'm like Joe Sixpack. We never had it so bad. The world's coming to an end. I don't understand how they could do that. They're not poor people. They're not suffering. So what part of it is bad? The economy really isn't that bad. He's printing money, double the debt from 10 to 20 trillion roughly. So the economy is actually good. It worked for Joseph Stalin. The central economy pumping money into the economy worked for Stalin. It worked for Hitler. It worked for FDR. That's what was done in the 30s. That's how they did it, is they pumped money into the economy, and they did public works projects. Now, in those days, they built roads, highways, bridges, and tunnels. Some of our great bridges were built in the 1930s, George Washington Bridge, here in San Francisco, the Bay Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge. These were all products of public money. And at least the public got something out of the spending. But the difference between that period and this period is now it's just the gangsters feathering the nests of their supporters and their relatives in the form of, for example, green energy contracts that produce almost no kilowatts of electricity and make billions of dollars a year for the corrupt politicians, family members, and friends. Do you understand the difference? They're so greedy they're not even building a bridge or a tunnel with the money they're stealing. So in other words, the money is going in. He's printing the $10 trillion. Every year he prints trillions of dollars in money. And where does it go? It gets sucked right into the corrupt system, the corrupt machine. We're not getting anything out of it. The roads are broken. You need an urban assault vehicle to drive through San Francisco. The roads are so broken, it's a nightmare. They don't put a nickel into the pavement. Where does the money go that comes into the city? It's all stolen. That's where. So, you know, what I'm saying to you is, things are not as bad as the conservative Republicans in the media would have you believe. And the question is, will the average person think that they're so bad that they're going to take a chance on Donald Trump? Or do they hate her because she's such used goods and so corrupt that they'll do anything but have her? Yeah, most liberals hate her, by the way. Let's be clear. Most diehard, rational liberals. I'm not talking about Black Lives Matter. We're not talking about those fools. I'm talking about working liberals with an education. They despise her because they know she's corrupt, and they know that she's not going to deliver on her promises. They know that it's only for her and her family. They get that. But they're afraid of Trump. So I don't know whether when they go in that booth, they're going to pull D or R. I don't really know what they're going to do. You know, that's the most undecided question, is what will the liberals themselves do when they go in that booth? Will they hold their nose and vote for her? Or will they secretly vote for Trump because they know she's so rotten? That's really the only question. I can't answer it. This is going to be a real down-to-the-wire thing. I don't think it's going to be that clear right up until the night of the election. I don't know where I know where I'm going to be the night of the election. I remember I once did a little cruise when Obama won. Raise your hand in the audience if you were on that cruise with me. I only had about 40, 50 people on it. I chartered a boat, and we had a large screen TV in there. Teddy was there, too. It was 08. He was a little boy at the time. We had a catered meal. I remember it was for the supporters of the Savage Legal Fund, right, and some friends. And I had a band and this and that. And we were floating around San Francisco Bay drinking, partying, and we were watching Obama. And then he wins. And then there's a famous picture of that that's in one of my books. I don't know which one. It shows me sitting sort of deflated on the edge of a bed on the boat with Teddy on the bed. And the caption is, "The Day America Died." I remember that one. So I don't know what's going to happen this election eve, but I do know this is it. We all know that. We all know that. Everybody knows that. You know, everyone knows that this is it. Phone number is 855-407-2822. I got great callers, as usual. Many topics, and I'd like to have your opinions of what's going on in your mind. I've talked about something that no one's talked about, the opioid epidemic, and how the rules for the drug companies were actually loosened under Obama while you slept in the spring. Did you hear that? Drug maker Purdue Pharma, for example, has reaped more than $31 billion from the painkiller OxyContin. Did you hear this? Drug manufacturer Purdue Pharma reaped more than $31 billion from the painkiller OxyContin. And no matter what they did, no matter how many drug rings were monitored by the DEA, it didn't matter. All that mattered was this. One drug ring that Purdue Pharma monitored was operating for several years in the district of Representative Judy Chu, Democrat Monterey Park. Chu co-sponsored the bill in the House. She has received more than $31,000 in contributions from the pharmaceutical industry, according to the Nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics. So what does this all mean? It means that the system is, just like Trump said, they are fundamentally, as I've been saying for years, these are not representatives, they are lobbyists. They're nothing but paid lobbyists for special interests. They have nothing to do with America. It's all to do with feathering their own nests. That's a big topic, and I'm going to take your calls on this topic. WJR, Rosemary, it's really off the topic. What's on your mind, Rosemary?
I want you to know I bought Teddy and Me 90 minutes ago, and I can't put it down. I'm on page 88. It's wonderful. It's authentic. It's from your heart. The pictures are beautiful. It should be on everybody's coffee table, and you should send a copy to Hillary Clinton. Maybe it'll humanize the small heart she has.
Isn't that funny? Did you buy it in a bookstore?
I can't afford it. I'm a senior citizen. The library ordered it for me.
Isn't that sweet? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to send you a copy of my next and, I think, best and last large nonfiction book, which will be out after Labor Day, Scorched Earth. Stay on the line. Free copy goes out to you, Rosemary. Very beautiful. Always nice to hear. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. You know, the one question keeps coming back to me is that where is Brutus Cruz after he stabbed Trump in the back? And, of course, Trump fended off the blow and knocked the knife out of Cruz's hand when he said, vote your conscience. Where is Brutus Cruz? I wonder if he's finagling a position with Hillary. I mean, if Bloomberg can appear and attack Trump like that, a man who was suggestedly a Republican, Cruz could easily appear. Maybe he's trying to get a job with Hillary. You never can tell what tomorrow will bring. Now, despite the murders, the rapes, the killings in Germany, the psychopathic Angela Merkel said, despite all the murders in Germany, she's going to bring in more Muslims, despite the terror attacks. Wait, if that's not enough for you to show your liberalism as a mental disorder, the Pope, another nut, demanded that Poland open their borders to third world migrants. Wait, if that's not enough for you, there's more. It just shows you. Obama has allowed 400,000 illegal aliens from Central America since 2012. Wait, if that's not enough for you, it keeps going, it keeps getting better. Despite the murders and the rapes and the terror in Germany, that fat slob, evil communist devil, Merkel, why is she not arrested? Why is there no house arrest in Germany? How could they not arrest this woman? How do they let her do this? Where are the German men? They exist. They're tough. I know that. They finally got a few of them together to smash in the door of a mosque. Armed police smashed their way into a mosque and raided the homes of Muslims, accused of radicalizing Muslims and grooming them for jihad. Finally, they exist, but they've been deballed by this communist psychopath. Now, there's a reason that they're doing it. A, it's a hatred for their own nation. B, it's a hatred for white males. C, it's a hatred for Christianity. And four, it's to make sure in their minds, because there's a low birth rate, that these nations have a productive group of low-wage workers into the future. The Germans have stopped having children, you see. The girls just want to have fun. Heidi no longer wants to be a mother. She just wants to be a party girl.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Last week at the Republican Convention, for 76 long and painful minutes, Trump conjured up a host of dark threats, but never once mentioned the words climate change or global warming. What do you expect? Trump represents a party with officials who have banned state employees from even using those words in Florida. And who else knows where else?
Off, please, turn off the senile Jerry Brown. You know, these people are so predictable. Welcome to the program. It's the hate fest goes on in Philadelphia. The lies, the charade, the self-delusion. Now, if I were to say to Jerry Brown, Jerry, you're an intelligent man, you're a Jesuit, but even in your Jesuit upbringing, did you not learn basic earth science in grade school? Were you out with the flu during the period that you discussed that your teacher, your nun, whatever they, who teaches in Jesuit schools, nuns? Or guys with sticks, who teaches there? They hit him with sticks or something. Didn't they teach you about the ice ages, Jerry? Jerry, think for a minute. Try to use logic for 1 second, Mr. Brown, Governor Brown. The ice ages, they came and they went, seven of them. Why did the ice ages come and go long before industrialization? If you can answer that question, you'll come to understand that the real fraud is you. It's just an industry of gangsters capitalizing on hysteria. And that you are the chief hysteric here in the state of California. What do you mean there are no real threats? You forgot what happened in San Bernardino, schmuck? Mr. Brown, have you ever heard about the Vostok ice core samples? It's real. It's real data. It's not created for you, Jerry Brown. It's not created for Al Gore. It's not created for the Pope. The Vostok ice core samples were obtained by drilling down into the ice above Lake Vostok in Antarctica, to a depth of 10,000 feet. French and Russian scientists obtained deep core samples of the ice, which allowed them to look at, among other things, the history of temperature and carbon dioxide over the past 420,000 years, long before you were even conceived as a human being, Jerry. Guess what happened? What do the Vostok ice core samples show? Well, they show that increases in carbon dioxide always accompanied increases in temperature. But the increases in temperature always came first. What does that mean? The increases in carbon dioxide consistently lag behind temperature increases by about 800 years. What does this prove? Jerry, this proves that increased levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere didn't cause warming. How could it have if it didn't happen until after the warming? Now, this knocks over the whole house of cards, but that's not all. The Vostok ice core samples tell us more. As Joe Martino reports, 325,000 years ago, Jerry, pay attention, I know your brain can only handle so much actual reality. As Joe Martino reported, 325,000 years ago, global temperatures and carbon dioxide levels were much higher than they are today. I guess Barry Soetro Obama didn't get any of this when he was at Columbia learning how to become a community agitator. In fact, Mr. Brown, we are right now near the end of another warm interglacial. And those of us who are educated in science know we're actually heading into another glacial cooling period where global temperatures will drop and ice will again form heavily at the poles. It's already happening. The Antarctic has just had the greatest growth of ice in a very long period of time. Don't take my word for it. Did you hear what happened just a week ago, Mr. Brown? A ship of fools consisting of left-wing scientists who went up there and tried to prove that the ice was melting got trapped in the ice. It was so thick. They had to be rescued, schmuck. Where did I get this from? From reality, not from the Democrat National Convention. So burn all the flags you want, hate all of America that you want, but the truth is the truth, Mr. Brown. By the way, France was warned about the Muslim terrorist who killed the priest in the church attack. Jerry Brown says that Trump was talking about non-real threats. Tell that to the dead people in San Bernardino. Tell that to the dead people in Orlando that they're not real threats, Jerry. They don't have the bodyguards you have. You have the most excellent bodyguards in the world from the California Highway Patrol. The greatest state troopers in the country. That's why you're protected, Jerry. We don't have that luxury down here in the real world. We are dealing with the most vicious people the world has ever seen. Not since the Mongols have we seen such viciousness as we are seeing with the radicalized Muslims. French authorities were warned that one of the ISIS jihadists who slit the throat of a priest was likely to carry out a terrorist attack. They warned them. Police across France received a photograph of an unidentified man believed to be Abdel Malik Petitjean 4 days before his attack inside a church in Normandy. And guess what happened? Nothing. The jihadists, both of Algerian origin, were shown pledging allegiance to ISIS leader, whatever his name is, in a video before they stormed the church and held several hostages, including nuns they used as human shields. They were finally shot to death by brave French police as they emerged from the church yelling that despicable two words, Allahu Akbar. I puke when I hear it. Both young filth had been drawn to Syria where they hoped to join the subhumans in ISIS. Now, Turkish officials had noticed this piece of garbage as he tried to reach the terror group's self-described caliphate in Syria on June 10th. But he didn't get to Syria. He was turned around and sent back to France on June 11th and put on a terror watch list. But because of the weaklings in the socialist government of Hollande, they did not arrest him. Meanwhile, his filthy mother, Yarmina Petitjean, claimed he's not a monster when France's anti-terror police showed her a photograph of him. The filthy mother said, he's a good Frenchman. He's soft. I know my kid. I know my son. He's not implicated in any of this. She said shortly before he was officially identified after a DNA match with her. The Mirror of the UK reported. Now, of course, she should be deported, as should his entire extended family. The entire pack of welfare recipients should be thrown out of France. Now, you say, well, that's a little harsh. It isn't harsh. It's coming. It's not going to happen today. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It may not happen in a year. It may not even happen in 2 years. But mark my words, what I just said to you. I don't care if Hillary is president. I don't care who is president. The attacks will continue from these filthy vermin, and then eventually the government will be forced to throw their whole families out of these countries, out of France, out of Germany, out of the United States, not caring where they go. And if they wind up as people without countries, no one cares. Send them to Russia where they can be put into a Siberian prison and hurt nobody. And then send the Russians the money to take care of them in a Siberian prison. Because let me tell you this, the Russians know how to take care of their prisoners real well. They don't give them religious lessons. They don't give them Qurans. They don't give them special halal food. They treat them like they should be treated, like dogs. This is the savage nation. You don't like it? It's too bad. That's the reality. Jerry Brown's reality is not reality. It's a hyperbole of lies. So the whole convention, you can focus on it if you want. It's a bunch of show people putting on the standard, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, the environment, women's rights, children's rights. There's no problems with Muslims. They're all our friends. They're all peaceful. They all come here to work. It's a wonderful religion like all other religions. All the Hispanics who are coming here are wonderful people. They're better than you. They're superior to you. They're cleaner than you. They're better than you. Zika doesn't exist. Cholera doesn't exist. Tuberculosis doesn't exist. This is the Democrat convention. That's all. So what do you want me to get excited over the lies that are going on? I'm not going to do it. And that's why Trump is up in the polls by 6 to 10 points. Because no one's buying it. I'm sorry, the act failed. The whole act has failed. No one's buying this performance. It's garbage. Nobody believes a word of what they're seeing. And the only question that I think it comes down to is, we know the Republicans are going to vote for Trump. They may not like him, but they'll hold their nose and vote for him. Except maybe the Cruz bots will be like, Bloomberg. And they'll hold out because the Brutus Cruz did what he did. But, you know, the real question is, what will the independents do when they get in that booth? Are they really going to vote for her? They know how dirty she is. So those are some of the topics we're talking about. There are many, many others. The most fun night of the Democrat charade was when a group of Black Lives Matter idiots set fire to flags, and one of them caught on fire. And I put the picture up from the New York Post on Michael's, on Facebook.com and on MichaelSavage.com. It's so much fun to watch as the fool lays screaming on the floor as his leg is on fire. And the only question is, why didn't one of the lawyers from New York City come running out and sue the manufacturer of his pants and of the flag? Why did he give him his card, one of the tort lawyers? I mean, it's filled with nothing but filthy lawyers in there. One of them could have run out with a card and said that I'll sue the pants manufacturer for not giving you fire-retardant pants, because if we had socialism, I guarantee you under Hillary Clinton you're going to have fire-retardant shoes and pants so you can burn flags and not catch fire. After all, you're busy doing nothing. So now let's listen to that soundbite as they say something against capitalism, because as you well know, the capitalist made his pants. If socialists had made his pants, I guarantee you the pants wouldn't have caught on fire. If socialists had made the flag, the polyester flag wouldn't have caught on fire, but unfortunately capitalists made it, and that's why the moron caught on fire.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-I-N. Another report on the religion of peace coming out of Germany from the UK Daily Express. German doctor's horror as patient screaming Allahu Akbar threatened to behead him. Dr. Attila Tan from Bonn, Germany, had just returned to work after a holiday, you see, when he was attacked by the crazed father of a 19-year-old Muslim he had treated. The Muslim teenager, who had previously fractured his leg, came back to the German hospital on Monday complaining of the rotten treatment he had received. The Muslim demanded further medical care from Dr. Tan, complaining about pain he said he was suffering from. Dr. Tan, a 54-year-old surgeon, said, look, the patient came in around 10 a.m. He was accompanied by his girlfriend, who wore a veil, of course. She's holier than thou. He was radiating aggression that only intensified when I treated him. I explained everything to him, including the exercises he should be doing, but he wasn't listening. The irate Muslim teen stormed out of the doctor's office, shouting insults, only returned with his 45-year-old verminous father and younger verminous brother, 15. The verminous Muslim father, all on welfare, brought with him a 30-centimeter Rambo knife. Dr. Tan's wife, age 54, who works at the hospital reception, screamed for help when she saw the blade in the Muslim's hands. He was in surgery when the trio of Muslim madmen burst into the hospital. The doctor rushed towards the front desk and met the knife-wielding Muslim vicious attacker head-on. While trying to hold him down, Dr. Tan recalled, the father screamed at me, apologize to my son. Go down on your knees and kiss his hand. I'm not making this up. The younger son then grabbed me from behind and tried to push me down. It felt like the attacker was getting ready to behead me. The doctor's loyal wife was beaten as she tried to help her doctor husband and suffered a heart attack during the ordeal, and had to be rushed to receive medical treatment. Dr. Tan said she just wanted to protect me the way he hit her. It hurt so much. The remaining staff and patients ran away and barricaded themselves in a visiting room and called the police. That's a report from the front lines of the Muslim invasion of Germany. If that's what you want in America, vote for Hillary. 855-407-282 is the phone number. We have many topics that I haven't gotten to yet, including a Democrat finally called for defeating ISIS and got booed. That's right. On the third night of the Democratic convention, a speaker finally brought up defeating ISIS and other terrorists, only to be met with boos from the crowd. Former Secretary of Defense and CIA Director Leon Panetta, one of the worst in history, said these murderers must be stopped. Well, he got booed for that. Now, Panetta's speech was actually offering another broadside against Donald Trump's inexperience. And yet he got booed by the morons who set themselves on fire outside. Let's hear it ourselves on the Savage Nation.
and he praises dictators from Saddam Hussein to Vladimir Putin. Today,
that was the whole thing? I asked for the whole speech. You failed me. Sorry. I'm producing my own show all day long. I throw that in the garbage. I'm having another wonderful day. I'll need another day off tomorrow with the help I'm getting. What now do you want to talk about? I drop all the calls on the climate change. I don't want to talk about it. Okay, just drop all those calls. I'm not interested in the topic. KSFO, Chris, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good afternoon, Dr. Savage. History, as I remember, was Russia was our friend, and without Russia's help, Hitler might have survived World War II. Russia should be promoted as an ally and a friend if we're going to beat ISIS.
Yeah, well, during the Cold War, as you well know, Russia was not our friend. They were our enemy, because right after World War II, the world was divided up into the two major powers, Russia and the U.S., and then the Cold War emerged. So that's what happened right after World War II. Of course, Russia was our ally in World War II, and of course, Russia lost 400,000 men just taking Berlin in the last few months of the war. They lost millions of men defeating Hitler. There's no question about it. And things changed after the war when they became our greatest enemy. We lived under the threat of a nuclear exchange and this and that. But things calmed down over the last number of years until the shyster con man took office. And the only man on earth that he could not suppress, Barry from Honolulu, could not suppress only one man on earth. Actually, only two men. He could not suppress Vladimir Putin, so he hates him. He could not suppress Netanyahu, so he hates Israel. He is the most dangerous president in American history. And as a result, we now have a new Cold War with Russia. And the arms industry wants a war with Russia.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-728.
Savage. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. So there was an interview with the mook who runs Clinton's campaign. It was a true mook. And it was with Politico, an arm of the Democrat machine, as you know. It's not an independent outlet. Politico is owned, like a wholly owned subsidiary of the Clinton machine, Glenn Thrush. Sounds like it's Thrush of the Cerebrum. And he says that this is the campaign manager for Hillary. Getting voters to trust Hillary is tough, campaign manager Robbie Mook admits. It may not happen until after she's elected. Have you ever heard anything like this? Until after she's elected. He said she's acknowledged that she needs to earn the trust of voters and that this is something she needs to focus on. And the convention is the beginning of that process, the moronic 35-year-old Mook told Politico. And then he said the best way for her to restore that connection is for people to actually observe her presidenting, which isn't exactly the way this process works. She's been Secretary of State, you mook. She destroyed the whole Middle East, idiot. The people are not that stupid. We're not talking about the welfare recipients. We're not talking about the idiots who are burning themselves while they're setting the white capitalist pig flag on fire. We're talking about intelligent people, some of whom are liberals. They know she's a liar and a thief. They know that. So they want, give them the presidency, and then she'll be fine once she becomes president. Okay, let me go to my website, Michael Savage. Burning flag burns DNC protester if you want fun. Merkel, the criminal communist, admits the EU is ravaged by terrorism, but says Germany should welcome more of them, more refugees. DNC email scandal, says the investors.com website. The media peddles a dubious Russia conspiracy theory. USA Today, Obama purges another army general. He did that the other night. Another army general fired by Barry from Honolulu, who never fired a Daisy BB gun. Meanwhile, his friend Erdogan in Turkey shut down 130 media outlets and fired another 2,400 military personnel. That's Obama's friend Erdogan, the Islamist. From WND.com, refugee accused of raping an American girl flees the U.S. The judge let him go. Francis the Dope falls over during mass in front of TV audience of millions and then gets up and says that we need more refugees in Europe. Meanwhile, because of Barry, shooting deaths of police up 78% this year. Well, I can go on with some of the other stories on my website, but I invite you to go there yourself. Erdogan, the Hitler of our time. There's a great essay by Ellis Washington, who is a brilliant man, by the way. Ellis has written one of the best little articles about Erdogan, calling him the Hitler of our time. And I think you should read it, because it's Obama's good friend. Why does Obama support Erdogan? Turkey's President Erdogan admires Hitler and the Nazi Third Reich. Can you believe this? And Obama says he's on his side? Well, anyway, I don't think you're interested any more than you're interested in the realities of what's going on. I know most people don't care. Some of you do, some of you don't. So let's go to Facebook and see what I have up there and what's happening. The flag story is attracting a lot of attention. From Scorched Earth, read what Savage says about Muslims in Germany. 30,000 people. Burning flag burns DNC protests of 57,000 people. I'm trying to see what you're reacting to. ISIS teen who killed priest convinced judge to let him out of jail, 86,000 people. Before that, my headline, subhumans behead priest in France. Will Obama call it workplace violence or a lack of sensitivity to Islam when we will fight back? 358,000 people responded to that. On July 24th, I posted more refugee scum from Syria. This one attacks a pregnant German woman with a machete. 128,000 people responded to the religion of peace. And others. I mean, I can see what people respond to. I can see what people respond to. And I can see the haters go on my website and attack me for reporting the truth. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. If you'd like to comment on any of these topics, the phone number is there for you. Let's take some of the calls right now. I don't know if I want to take the calls. They're not that good. Is everyone on vacation? I don't know where everybody is. I have good sound. I've got good stories. But I don't know, people, the callers are dead. We've noticed this for the last few weeks. Come late July, it's like they turned off. Radio's not getting good callers lately. It's not point of, what's the point of putting callers up who don't say anything? What are you calling the show for? Just to be heard or get a free book? You have anything to add to the radio show? Otherwise, well, I'm not going to take you. It's like a bad record. So what I'll do is continue to play some good sound. Let's see. Obama's always good for a laugh. Let's see. Trump code. Here we go. This is a good one. Here he is. Barry from Honolulu in clip number four. Let's try that one and see if that excites the audience. Let's try that one.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump calls our military a disaster. Apparently, he doesn't know the men and women who make up the strongest fighting force the world has ever known.
You mean before you became president? It is.
He must not hear the billions of men and women and children from the Baltics to Burma.
What?
Who still look to America to be the light of freedom and dignity and human rights.
Is this guy sick? What billions of people in Burma? What is he talking about? Then in clip five, he gets close to the truth. He almost understands what Trump is saying in clip five.
He cozies up to Putin, praises Saddam Hussein, tells our NATO allies that stood by our side after 9/11 that they have to pay up if they want our protection. Well, America's promises do not come with a price tag.
All right, we get to pay. No, that doesn't come with a price tag. Your free phones don't come with a price tag either. That's all. All right, look, it's all politics, all lies around the clock. Around the clock lies. Christian on KSFO Radio Line 8, go ahead, please. You're up on the Savage Nation from San Francisco. Days in radio where everything's failing. Sound is failing. Callers are failing. Microphones are failing. And I'm supposed to get up every day and not take a day. I'm going to take another day off tomorrow. One more call like this, I will not be here tomorrow. I'm not going to do this. I demand a certain level of quality. If I'm not getting it, I can't do my show. So we'll try another caller. Charlie on WFTL, line 5. Go ahead, please.
Hello. The reason I'm calling this to let you know the Democratic Party can't get anywhere unless they use scare tactics. Biden was on there last night addressing the public, the crowd, saying, oh, these are bad times, people. We should keep...
Yeah, but it's the same on the Republican side. I mean, come on, let's be clear. Trump used scare tactics, too. The difference is that Trump's scare tactics are real. Global warming is not a real threat to us. It's an invented thing for the industry. The Muslim invasion is a real threat. Just ask the French and the German. The diseased immigrants coming in from Honduras with Zika, for example, are a real threat to our security. So there's nothing wrong with scare tactics if it's based upon reality. Is there? No answer. That's all. Plato, this is not Plato in a dialogue. 855. Okay, let's go down there. Let's just go through the calls to show you what I'm dealing with right now. Corey on WABC. Let's try that one. Corey, what's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. First off, I disagree with you. Our president is an avid rifleman. I mean, remember that picture of him with the shotgun and the smoke going the wrong way?
I'm sorry. Yes, he did use a shotgun during one campaign.
But the reason for my call about the Muslims, there was a thing today on American Thinker in the medical profession. The nurses and doctors are refusing to get vaccines because supposedly they contain pork. They're not using hand sanitizer because of the alcohol content, and they're not being, up to protocol with cleanliness. They have the long sleeves. They can't expose their sleeves, so they're all blood.
Well, the important thing is that they feel holy, not that they are holy. The important thing, it doesn't matter if the clothing they're wearing is filthy and that they don't believe in practicing an 18th century view of hygiene. What's important is that they feel clean, not that they are clean. Okay, thanks for that. Let's just run through them, 30 seconds or less. Richard on KSFO, line 4. You're next up on the Savage Nation.
One of the sheeple, you're doing the right thing. You're talking to the working man going to work on the radio. I talk to many people. They're switching over for Trump because he is the working man. I don't care how much education they got. The guy that goes to work supports his family and stands up for the rights of others. That's the people you're getting through to. Do not stop fighting.
Well, I don't understand. Who are you addressing this message to, me or Donald Trump?
You. You just said that you might not be back. You are the leader of many people that don't...
Oh, I didn't know who you were talking to. I thought it was like in a third person. Well, I know who I'm talking to, but I don't understand if they're hearing me.
Hearing you. Trust me. Trust me. I go out and I talk to people. I'm retired. I'm an old sheeple. But by golly, you're getting through to these people. Your membership is coming up because the working man driving to work, what else does he have to listen to? If he's listening to you on the radio, he's thinking. And he's agreeing with you. You're not getting him calling in and telling you you're an idiot. You're losing.
Oh, okay, I hear what you're saying. You know, there's a great degree of truth in what you're observing, which is that it's an old rule in radio. The listener is not necessarily the caller. And many people listen, obviously, the millions of listeners. Not everyone's going to call. Only a few call. But callers don't necessarily represent the listener out there. So most people are passive. They just want to hear the host talk. And if they like what he says, they'll listen. If they think he's an idiot, they won't listen. It's that simple. By dint of the fact that my ratings are way up and I'm number one in streaming radio shows in the country, there's somebody's listening to the show. So I thank you. By the way, stay in the line for the nice compliments. And I'm going to send you a copy of Scorched Earth when it comes out after Labor Day, okay? Would you like that? I'm sure you would. Jason on WJR in Detroit. Fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, thank you for saving my life and keeping my head from exploding. I actually guest host on WJR, which, thank God, carries you every day. I have lots of liberal friends, and I keep asking them, name one accomplishment Hillary Clinton made as Secretary of State. As we know, last night Obama says she's the most qualified man or woman ever.
No, she's the most unqualified. She should be in prison for what she did to the Middle East. You know, if a surgeon cuts the wrong nerve, muscle, or artery, he usually loses his license and might go to jail. It's called malpractice. She has committed malpractice as Secretary of State. Forget Benghazi. Forget the emails. Look at the results of her tenure as Secretary of State. That's malpractice. She caused a disaster in the world. How could she take that and call that experience?
They said that, you know, the country liked us better after she got in. That's a good measure. They liked us better. What are we, in seventh grade now? And we want
Wait, who likes us better?
No one.
No. What did you say? Who said they like what better?
Yeah, that's the only response from my one of my best friends, a liberal, who said, I said, name one accomplishment. Just one. Not five, not seven, one. He goes, the other countries liked us better. And my response back to him was, okay, now we're in seventh grade and we want somebody to like us.
Wait, which countries like us better? Saudi Arabia?
Well, no. They all lie. They live in an alternate universe.
If you ask a liberal one question without any rancor and just say, please, let's cut through the mustard here. Tell me what she has done as Secretary of State that you're proud of. There's no answer for that. Ask them if they know what she did to Libya, what she has done to the Middle East. The answer is she's not qualified to be president. She is qualified for malpractice, to be sued for malpractice. Stay on the line. You get a copy of Scorched Earth the minute it comes out. This is the Savage Nation. It opens up one line at 855-407-282. Let's just run through calls. I'm having fun now. I'm getting good callers all of a sudden. Besides, I just switched the board operator to callers and the board operator to calling and then a call screener to the board operating. They both know how to do both. Maybe someone, you know, maybe switching things up is good. DNC on alert, severe storms strike Philly. I don't know why that's a headline. Maybe we could, wait, let's see, must be global warming here. That must, heavy rain, lightning prompts evacuation in Philadelphia. Wind gusts, heavy rain, it's like God is actually doing this. Wind gusts, heavy rain, and lightning have forced people to evacuate the media tents outside of the Wells Fargo Center and take shelter less than an hour before the opening gavel on the final night of the DNC. Dunces, nuts, and commies were running out of their tents. Officials say that the media tents in the vicinity of the Wells Fargo Center are not designed to fully protect people in the event of a direct lightning strike. They're telling them to leave their tents in... that's amazing. So they're leaving the tents outside the event. They'll use it. They'll say it's global warming. It proves that there's global warming. The fact that they had to leave the tents, it proves global warming. They'll go get a pot break. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. All right, we have only a minute or so left in this hour. I invite you to stay on the line or whatever you need to do for the next hour. Let's go right to New York City. WABC Joseph, you're up. What's your point?
Allow me, Doctor, first to congratulate you on your whole...
Okay, we only have a minute. Could you make your main point? I don't need the... I appreciate it, but I don't need the congratulations. Please, what's your main point?
Point is this. You know, this is a conundrum as far as the Muslims. There's a...
Again, no point. Again, a prelude. Okay, now let's have the actual opera. What's your point?
Here's the point. The point is that as a person that's in the middle... Looking at this objectively,
again,
obviously all this terror and this nightmare that is ISIS is really appalling. There's no other word for it. However,
again, what is your point? What are you trying to say?
Is that when you're looking at the other side of the Muslim community, it's complicated. There's a network out there called Viceland. I suggest you look at it.
Again, you have not said anything. I gave you 1 minute of airtime worth approximately thousands of dollars. You've said nothing. What is your point?
Doctor, the point is that it's very difficult to be so pinpoint in accusation. I think, you know...
Is there something... No, this is actually fun. This is a great soundbite. You're actually seriously trying to make a point?
Yes, I am. And you know, as...
All right, you have 13 seconds. What's your point?
Okay, the point is that I think it's a little unfair to judge...
Okay, thanks for the call. This is... You know, the guy starts out, you hear a New York accent, you figure he knows a savvy... Nothing... This is wonderful. It was very refreshing. That's like asking a hot dog man at Yankee Stadium to give his opinion on world affairs. And he starts talking about mustard or sauerkraut. I'll be back. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Okay, it's enough, please. You can only ridicule so much until you actually get sick. Which party do you think has more drug addicts, Democrat or Republican? You know the answer. Most of them are stoned or on prescription drugs. If they think that this kind of stuff is going to attract attention, they're mistaken, and I can prove it. Here's an example. These vendors at the Democratic convention don't see much enthusiasm for Clinton. This is even the Washington Post. No one's buying the buttons. No one's buying the Hillary gear. There's enthusiasm for Bernie the Commie Sanders on the streets of Philly, but almost none for Hillary Clinton. She is despised. She's hated. So the only question is, will they stay home in November, or is the hatred being ginned up by Jerry Brown and the others going to make them go out to vote for her? I don't really know the answer to that. I think they're going to stay home. I would think that there are more Sanders enthusiasts that will stay home than there are Cruz enthusiasts that will stay home on the sane side of things. 855, there's so many good things out there. Do you want to call? The lines are finally filled up here, thank God. I don't understand. There's something weird going on with the callers. Now all of a sudden, hour three, now you can't get onto the show. Good. Let's take the callers. Let's start with KSFO, Mark, line six. Make your point, please.
Hi, Michael. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I formerly worked as a bomb technician, and what I found odd is that Bill's talking about marrying his best friend, but when they came to town, we had two separate bomb sweeps, so we'd have to do one hotel for Bill and then drive across town to do a hotel for Hillary. So even though they're in the same city, they stayed in separate hotels. So that doesn't sound like marrying your best friend to me.
Who did she stay with? Do you have any inside information? Who was she with?
I don't recall who she was with because we're really out of play. We come in long before the VIPs arrived.
There's a lot of rumors about her over the years, you know.
Yeah, so, but that's the only time I've seen a married couple stay in separate hotels. So maybe it's nothing, maybe it's something, but...
Well, some marriage. Did you hear the story that he told Bill the other night about the loving couple, how he bought the little house for his sweetheart? They've been in love ever since. Could you believe he'd have the nerve to do that?
No, it's pretty disgusting. I had the displeasure of serving as U.S. Marine under Bill Clinton, and I'm more than well enough disgusted with his inactions there. So to see her having a shot at it, it's sickening. But, you know, hearing that speech about marrying the best friend and knowing what I know, I figured you should probably privy that information.
Yes. Stay on the line. Everyone who gets on today is getting a copy of my forthcoming great blockbuster, Scorched Earth, which will be out after Labor Day. You can buy it on Amazon. Let's replay the Bill Clinton speech of him saying that they've had a love affair for so many years. This is worth listening to. We know that all politicians are basically bad actors. If they were good actors, they'd be making more money legally by working in Hollywood for whoever runs Hollywood. Spielberg, Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. These are bad actors. I love they use the word actor now with Muslim terrorists. An actor, bad actor, this, that. They're all basically bad actors and low-grade grifters. All politicians, by and large, with very rare exception. Do you know anyone who goes into politics who can make a living doing something else? I don't really know anybody who's gone into politics who could make a living in an actual business. You look around California, you've seen the kind of clothing they wear. You've seen the kind of cars they drive. Have you seen the wives that they marry? Have you seen the shoes that they wear? They're not the highest level of society. And so what do you expect from them? Something believable? Okay, let's listen to Bill Clinton telling the love story of he and Hillary. Let's hear it now.
I was driving her to the airport to fly back to Chicago when we passed this little brick house that had a for sale sign on it. And she said, boy, that's a pretty house. So I took a big chance. I bought the house. When she came back, I picked her up and I said, you remember that house you liked? She said, yeah. I said, while you were gone, I bought it. You have to marry me now. The third time was the charm. I married my best friend.
Okay, I could make some comments now, but it's a family show, and I'm not on a late show where I could really, like, say some things and really open up. There's a creep called Stephen Colbert who I've never thought was funny. He always struck me as a snide third-rater. And we did edit this. He was asked off-camera a question by an unnamed college student. Listen to how low these people really are in clip number three.
If you had Donald Trump on your show tonight, what would you ask him?
Well, we're not broadcasting right now, so I'd say, what does Vladimir Putin's taste like? That's a fine joke. Don't tell your grandkids that joke.
Why does he sound like Glenn Beck? His voice sounded like Glenn Beck, but nevertheless, it wasn't Glenn Beck. He's a good Christian, Glenn Beck. He only eats Christian-approved cornflakes. That's pretty sick and lowlife. One of these crowds, or just stoners in the audience? Eh, whatever. What do you expect? It's popular media. So let's look at the New York Post to see why. You know, Fox News has fallen to number three now since they got rid of Roger Ailes. You see what's going on? Even CNN is beating them. Do you know why? Because they've moved to the left. Murdoch's sons have taken over the Fox Empire, including the New York Post and Fox News. So look at the Fox News, the Fox-owned, the Murdoch-owned newspaper, New York Post. Let's see the headline. The sad twilight of Coco the Gorilla and her mother. The real reason Ed Hartwell split from Keisha Knight-Pullian. This guy does 1,200 push-ups a day. Fitness blogger proves that weight is a meaningless number. Blake Shelton, Gwen saved my life. Joey Votto's incredibly rude retort to young swag-seeking fan. Wait, then there's photos of nude women in bathing suits, half-nude women. Then we go down to the news. Agent who took bullet for Reagan is worried about Hinckley's release. Woman who laced husband's milkshake, then bludgeoned him. Wants lighter sentence. Why, she's not running for office? Chinese rocket makes terrifying reentry above California. Pope falls flat on his face during mass. Apollo astronauts at greater risk of dying from heart disease. Stupid. Burning flag burns DNC protest. Okay, you get the picture. This newspaper is now headed right for the outhouse. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. MichaelSavage.com is the website. I got a lot of other things that I could say, but I'd like to have you have your chance in the sun. And I'd like to go to KVOR in Colorado. Chris, line 5, go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage. Can we all just stop kidding ourselves? We are the new enemy from within. To all these sick, wicked, demonic perverts running this country, we are the enemy from within. We aren't the majority anymore. We are the minority. We are the threat. We're not
but here's the thing that will help you from going into a deep slide of depression. If you were, I'm going to give you an example. You're assuming that all people of color are not in the group you just mentioned, right? When you say we, you're envisioning white Christians, right?
I'm picturing anyone who loves this country.
I'm glad you said that, because if I were an Hispanic who had been here for several generations, or I was an African-American who was in the middle class, I would never vote for Hillary. Why would I want to bring the country down to a corrupt socialist level? It would damage my income. It would damage my position. I speak to workers here who have Hispanic background, African-American background. They don't want the country flooded with illegal aliens because it will cut into their chances in this country. So they're not going to vote for Hillary. I think they're going to vote for Trump.
I want to believe it, Dr. Savage. I don't even know that I believe Trump is going to do the things he says he's going to do. I feel like...
He probably won't. I would say there's a good chance he won't. I would say that when he wins, it's a whole new ballgame. But, and here's the but, What do you think we'll actually get from Trump 100 with any degree of surety? We're going to get lower taxes for the middle class. We're going to get a more muscular military. We're going to see a new pride in the military. The police will no longer be hiding from the criminals. The criminals will be hiding from the police. So there are going to be some real changes, and they'll be for the better. No politician can deliver on 100% of their promises. That's for sure.
Well, I hope you're right. I'm in a dark...
I hope I'm right, too. All I can do is say to you that we have no choice in this election other than one side. The other side is totally incompetent and corrupt. Trump is leading Hillary by the largest margin yet in the latest poll. So what does that tell you? Even with this camp, this festival going on in Philadelphia, she's collapsing. A new poll out Wednesday showed Trump leading Clinton 47-40, his largest margin yet in the presidential race. And who did this poll? USC Los Angeles Times. They're very liberal. And although he got a bounce, she has no bounce. She has a disastrous campaign going on right now. She's not going up. She's going down. So take comfort in that fact. The phone number is 855-400-7282. When I come back, more calls right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
America is already great. America is already strong. And I promise you, our strength, our greatness, does not depend on Donald Trump. In fact, it doesn't depend on any one person. And that, in the end, may be the biggest difference in this election. The meaning of our democracy. Ronald Reagan called America a shining city on a hill. Donald Trump calls it a divided crime scene that only he can fix. It doesn't matter to him that illegal immigration and the crime rate are as low as they've been in decades.
Yeah. We got the whole picture. 855-407-2822 is the phone number. Let's go to WJR. Tom, line two. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I don't think she's going to make it to the election. I think she's going to have either a breakdown or pretend to have a breakdown because she doesn't live in reality right now. And when it finally hits them that they're not going to have the Supreme Court judge and she's going to lose, they're going to come up with a way to get her to either have a breakdown or pretend to have one so they can bring Joe Biden in, put a white hat on him.
Are you saying that because she's doing so poorly in the polls and because she's not attracting any traction at this campaign that they're actually going to remove her?
Yes. I'll tell you why. Look at this. Everybody knows who she is already. You still there?
No, okay, I understand. So let me editorialize on what you just said. What's interesting in what the gentleman just said is that he believes Hillary will either, they'll force her to withdraw before the election because she can't win. She's not garnishing enough popular support. So the question I raise is this a rational thought? Well, let's look about the bullpen. Who have they put into the bullpen to give speeches who hope that if she withdraws, they could take her place? There's Joe Biden. There's Michael Bloomberg, who wanted to be president. There's Jerry Brown, who said he would run for the presidency. And all of these trumpeting speeches could be viewed as people in the bullpen waiting for their opportunity to jump on when she is thrown off. It's possible. Certainly possible. But, you know, this is all speculation, and we don't know. Al on WABC, line one. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Mike. After you got me very fired up by discussing the beheading of that Normandy priest, I got really upset about the Catholic League. I'm a Catholic, and I live in New York, and I've been a kind of a fan of Donahue of the Catholic League. I called him up, and I said, hey, where's the uproar?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, where is Bill Donahue? Why has he said nothing about the beheading of the priest?
I said nothing. So they said, no, we issued a public release. I said, a public release, that's useless. I said, why isn't he on the radio, on television, saying...
Yeah, why isn't every church in America saying enough is enough, this will not go on, we are unified as Catholics, and we're going to stand in solidarity against the Islamic invasion of America. This will not happen in our country. That's the message that needs to be sent. There are millions of Catholics who should be doing something right now.
Absolutely, and their reaction to that was nothing. They took
because,
down the and thanked.
Because Bill Donahue takes his orders from the Vatican. Because the Pope has taken this ultra-liberal position of more immigrants, no matter what they do to us, Bill Donahue cannot do anything else. He works for that, you know, organization. It's not his fault, Al. He's not an independent operator. Bill, I'm sorry, Al, stay on the line. We'll put your name down for a copy of Scorched Earth. When it comes out, you'll get one of the first copies, 855-400-7282. We got time for a couple of more calls. Let's go to WMAL in Washington. Charles, line 8. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. God bless your heart. You're a good man and a wise man. And I want to congratulate you on your national radio award.
Well, thank you. So what's on your mind today?
My point is this. I'm a veteran, served under Lyndon Johnson, U.S. Navy. And, you know, this is driving everybody crazy, especially veterans, because I see them in the VA. And you'll be surprised how many veterans are for Trump, a good many of them. And the thing is that when they're attacking Donald Trump for his statement about the 30,000 emails that Russia should release or his suggestion thereof, and my point was how easy we forget, you know, Hillary made that, let's not forget that, she made that, you know, that easy press the button thing with Russia, and then President Obama, just before the election of 2012, he came out.
What's your main point? Is that you don't like the war drums being beaten against Russia by the Democrats? Neither do I. It's total insanity. And Trump is the only wise one out there who said the opposite, which is that he'll do business with Russia rather than go to war with Russia. The Democrats are the party of war.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Amid opioid epidemic, rules for drug companies are loosened. You heard me right. You heard me right. And did you hear what just happened? It was in the LA Times. We're talking about a major drug problem in America of addiction to OxyContin and other opioids. This spring, with no public opposition, criminal lawmakers approved and the corrupt President Obama signed a new law that makes it more difficult for government to take action against the key player in the opioid crisis, the pharmaceutical industry. You see, under the corrupt Obama, the new law allows companies accused of failing to report suspicious orders of dangerous drugs to submit a corrective action plan to persuade the DEA to postpone or abandon proceedings against them. Did you hear this? This also undercuts the DEA in the following way. This is your Obama, the great man. The new law snuck in the middle of the spring, raises the bar for the Drug Enforcement Administration to temporarily suspend the licenses of such organizations who were peddling these drugs. Now, who backed this measure? Who smeared off Obama and the Democrat machine? Well, the measure to lessen the laws and to diminish, take the teeth out of the DEA was backed by drug makers, drug wholesalers, and pharmacy chains, including some targeted by the DEA in recent years for not doing enough to keep drugs from addicts and drug dealers. Are you ready for this? This was so egregious that the top DEA official for regulation of pharmaceutical firms quit the DEA last fall, in part, he said, because of a bitter dispute with members of Congress over his view that the bill was misguided and would worsen the epidemic. So, my friends, if you think that things are going to change under Hillary Clinton, you are mistaken. Bill is still in love with her. It's the love story. It's like that movie Love Story. It's gone on for so long. And you know, how many other couples can boast that after all those years and all those infidelities, they're still together? It just shows you the bond, how strong it really is. It also shows you what a great woman she is, that she tolerated all of those stained dresses. Well, why shouldn't she tolerate those stained dresses? Look at what she's got out of it. She flunked out of, she flunked the D.C. bar exam, and look how well she did anyway because of him. She was like a loser till she met him. This guy is the godfather. She flunked the D.C. bar exam and only passed the Arkansas bar. She had no job offers in Arkansas, and then was hired by the University of Arkansas Law School only because Bill Clinton, her husband, was already teaching there. No wonder she's in love with him. She's a total loser, and look where she is. This loser is now running for the presidency. She completely screwed up the entire world as Secretary of State, but because he is so powerful and owns the media, she's now running for the presidency, even though she screwed up the whole world. You wouldn't know it from Wolf Blitzer. You know, if there's a special place in hell for lying journalists, there has to be a special place in hell. I've read Dante's Inferno, and in the age of Dante, there were no journalists, but I would rewrite Dante's Inferno. Maybe I'll do that one day as a political joke book, and I'll create a new place in hell for the journalists who could have but didn't do their jobs. And in that place, there would be a picture of Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, George Stephanopoulos, and all of the others who have abrogated their jobs by becoming nothing but paid pimps for Hillary Clinton. It's an embarrassment. So as I say, there's no reason to doubt the fact that they're in love. Look what she got out of the deal. Fact of the matter is, she got a great deal of good things out of it. She served on the board of the Arkansas Children's Hospital. Now, we don't know how much money was grifted out of there, but we know this. Why would she serve on the Arkansas Children's Hospital board when there's no money of it? Why? Her main board activity was to sit on the Walmart board of directors for a very high fee. So all along the way, she has benefited from her marriage to and relationship with Bill Clinton. And that's why the love story keeps going on. Isn't that wonderful? You know, it's beautiful to see such a loving couple, Bill and Hillary Clinton, after all these years. You know, not that many marriages last this long. This is a marriage based on love and only love. And that's why they sang What We Need Is Love last night at the Democrat National Convention. Now, the entire convention was a hate fest, as you well know. The DNC standing for adults, nuts, and commies. Just a hate fest from beginning to end. Then there was a flag burning outside. But I'm glad to see that Bill is still in love with his wife. You can imagine what it would be like if he didn't love her. Oh, my God, with all that trail of dead bodies out there. No, he didn't do it. I'm saying it's coincidental that while he was president, there were so many dead bodies piling up. Body bags, body bags, body bags. Of course, we don't want to talk about that because now we have body bags building up around the world because of the weakness of the Democrat machine under Obama. For example, in Germany, they finally did the right thing. Did you hear what happened in Germany? Did you make it to your local newspaper? While the Love Fest was going on there at the Philadelphia Armory, German police, armed police, smashed their way into a mosque and raided homes of the Muslim group accused of radicalizing other Muslims and grooming them for jihad. Armed German police launched a raid on a mosque. Oh, my God. Merkel permitted a mosque to be broken into? That's not right. Where is the Human Rights Commission now that we don't need them? Of course, we need to break into a few mosques in other places. I don't mean you and I. We have a government that's supposed to do it. That would be the job of Department of Homeland Stupidity. They should be monitoring mosques and breaking into the radical ones. Instead, they're breaking into the homes of returning war veterans. Apartments belonging to 8 board members of the radical German-speaking Islamic group DIK were searched by German police officers in Lower Saxony. Comes as a part of a crackdown on the group, which is thought to have been encouraging people to travel to Syria and Iraq to join the hate group ISIS. The group ran sermons, seminars, and lectures entitled The Hatred of Infidels. Well, the raid on Wednesday night is a very good sign. It involved up to 400 volunteer police who had had enough. The German males who want to protect their women and children, as well as a special police task force. So they've gone after them by crashing in the doors of a mosque and broken into the doors of homes. That's because they finally had enough. Now, in France, what happened in France? You forgot that story? Didn't make it to you during the Festival of Hate in Philadelphia? when two Muslim men went into a church in Normandy and cut the throat of an 84-year-old priest who had survived Hitler. They butchered the 85-year-old priest, Jacques Hamel, after forcing the Catholic priest to kneel at the altar inside a church in the Normandy town of Saint-Étienne-du-Rouvray. They also forced another man to record the execution before stabbing the hostage. The jihadists, both of Algerian origin, were shown pledging allegiance to ISIS leader, whatever his name is, in a video made before they stormed the church and held several hostages, including nuns they used as human shields. The stupid Pope had nothing to say about it. And so far as I know, Mr. Bill Donovan of the Catholic League has been silent. Where is Bill Donovan of the Catholic League? Doesn't he represent the Catholics here in America? How come he hasn't said anything about the butchering of the priest? I guess you can figure that one out. Bill Clinton's loving wife, of course, is on stage, and she's collapsing in the polls. The problem is, there's no guarantee that Trump is going to win. Now, he's up in the polls. You want to talk about that? He's up 7.3% over Hillary, according to the latest poll. Which poll is this, though? Who's winning? Daily track of Clinton and Trump support. I don't know who did this one. USC, Dorn site, LA Times, president election. Well, if it's the LA Times, it's probably 17 points rather than 7. It could be she's collapsing, but it's too soon to tell. It's much too soon. The average dolt out there who's busy burning flags, they don't even pay attention to the election until after Labor Day. And I don't know if the polls mean very much right now. They've been wrong so many times before. Here's my gut feeling. It's so close, and things are not that bad for the average American. I know this is blasphemy. I'm supposed to sit here like the other wealthy talk show hosts who are rolling in money and say that we're all suffering. What a bunch of garbage. You think I'm going to join that festival of lies and be like Bill Clinton pretending that I'm humble and poor? I'm not humble and poor. I was poor, but I'm not. I worked my whole life, and I'm not a poor man. But for me to pretend I'm poor makes me sound like Bill Clinton, so I'm not going to join the parade of saying the economy's horrible while flying around in a Gulfstream, okay, and living in 18 mansions. Please, let's stop the garbage. For the average American, the economy's doing well. I know there are, you know, pockets of poverty. We know that. And basically, most elections are about the economy, stupid. And they think the economy is doing well, and it is. And that's because when Obama took office, he inherited $10.6 trillion in national debt. The national debt is now doubled to $19.5 trillion. The average schmuck out there doesn't care that he prints money. The average putz out there doesn't care that this loser Islamist sympathizer in the White House has destroyed our national pride, weakened our military, decimated our schools, destroyed our moral fiber. They don't care about any of that. They don't care about social issues. I hope you understand that. You may, because you're the social warriors, but they're not. The average, and remember, 90-some-odd million don't work. They're sitting on their fat behinds collecting a government check, eating government cheese. They're happy with Obama. The last thing they want is Donald Trump to come along and take away any of that free cheese and those free things. I had a friend who just came back from Las Vegas. And he told me in Las Vegas, he overheard or was talking to 20-somethings who work in the hotels, in the bars, and they're all for Hillary. And there's only one reason they're all for Hillary, free stuff. They say, you know what, if we get Hillary, we're going to get more free things. That's all they know. So, you know, social warrior issues are very important to us, but it's not what motivates most Americans. So it's touch and go right now. And with the round-the-clock propagandists at the L.A. Times, San Francisco Chronicle, New York Times, Chicago Sun, Tribune, you name it, all the newspapers are run by radical leftists who are not journalists, they're propagandists. They would have worked for Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler just as well. It does not matter who it is. As long as they are on the left side of things, then they're fine with them. And so this around-the-clock propaganda against Trump, the fact that the economy is not doing that badly for the average person, gasoline prices are very low, in case you haven't checked, they're not $10 a gallon. Gas is cheap. I mean, let's be real. Am I wrong, Jim and Robert? The average person says, all right, look, the social order here is very disturbing. There's been one terrorist attack after another. But fundamentally, I'm not suffering that much. I can still go about my business. I'm afraid to start with Donald Trump. I don't know what he's liable to do. That's what they're thinking. And I would be remiss not to tell you what I see. That's my job. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Well, there's a very, very, very important little story here that I found on Newsmax. Trump could win Pennsylvania, may not debate, Rendell says. Now, Rendell is the former Pennsylvania governor, a lifetime Democrat. He said today he's skeptical that Donald Trump will take part in the three debates against Democrat Hillary Clinton scheduled for this fall. That's interesting. Why should he debate her? He's got nothing to gain. She's probably a better debater than him because she knows all of the facts that make her look good. But we also know the results of her tenure have been very bad. So what if he just doesn't show up? And so Rendell says, now remember, he's a Democrat, former governor of Pennsylvania. He said, Trump could win Pennsylvania. That's a very big story. And now why do you think Trump could win Pennsylvania? Because he's appealing to the disenfranchised white worker, in plain English. Hillary is not appealing to the disenfranchised blue-collar worker, if you want to put it that way. So the best thing Trump could do would be not debate her. He's got nothing to gain, especially when you consider, I advise don't debate her. Let her stand there alone and put him down. It'll only make her look like what she is, number one. But if you had Jake Tapper as a moderator, would you debate Hillary Clinton after what the debates have done, have tried to do to Trump? You remember what Megyn Kelly did to him right out of the box in the beginning, then they became great friends? They're all slime. They're all slithery. So let's say he doesn't debate. It won't even hurt him. They'll say, oh, look at that. He wouldn't even debate her. Well, so what? Nobody would debate her and win because the media is on her side. And you can't win if you can ask loaded questions either. See, if they ask this question of a debate, I'd say Donald Trump has a chance to beat her in a debate. Such as, Mr. Trump, what would you say are Secretary Clinton's greatest failures as Secretary of State? Now, that's a great question. And what if they said, Mrs. Clinton, what do you think is your greatest failure as Secretary of State? That's a fair question. Instead of the hogwash that they're going to sling around, you know that. So I don't know this. It's close, as I said earlier in the program. We don't know how it's going to turn out when people actually go behind those curtains in the voting booth. But when I see that Jerry Brown is frightened and saying, don't take this for granted. When I see former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell say Trump could win Pennsylvania, they're reading the polls. And by the way, that's why Jerry Brown gave a big thunderous speech. That's why Bloomberg went and gave a big thunderous speech. They are warming them up in the bullpen. They're getting them ready in case their lead star drops out of the race, and they couldn't ask her to leave because she can't win. In other words, internal polling could be telling them something that we all know, which is that she's not popular, she's not trustworthy, she's not liked. And this entire Philadelphia DNC thing is a disaster, a total failure. They've appeased the mobs. They've attacked the police by not supporting the police. They've attacked the military by not supporting the military. Do you know that there's not one uniformed police officer on stage in that entire DNC? Why would a cop ever vote for a Democrat? Why would the wife of a cop ever vote? Why would the husband of a cop ever vote for a Democrat? Why? When they're not represented there. So what I'm saying is it's pretty likely to me that they know more than we do that she's failing as a candidate. They could force her to withdraw or ask her to withdraw, and they could move in Bloomberg, the Benedict Arnold. They could throw in Jerry Brown, who still wants to be president. They're all living in this delusional reality. Biden they could throw in. Who else? I don't know who else. Rendell could they throw in? That's why he's suddenly coming up like a senior advisor. It's just not over till it's over. We don't know. National debt when Obama took office was $10.6 trillion. National debt now is $19.5 trillion. That, my friends, is the rest of the story. This is Michael Savage. Good night.